And now we'll bring you a story from Public Post, VPR's coverage of cities and towns from around Vermont. Vermont's emergency responders rely on radio communications to talk to each other in critical situations, but clear lines of communications are not available in all parts of the state, as VPR's Amy Noyes discovered.
That's the sound of a French-Canadian taxi company coming in loud and clear at the Capital West Dispatch Center, located at the Montpelier Police Department. Capital West dispatches 23 fire, ambulance, and EMS services throughout central Vermont on the same frequency as the taxi company. They also share the radio frequency with the Barrie City Police Department, which dispatches several more agencies. Scott Bagg is chairman of the Capital Fire and Mutual Aid System Communications Committee, which runs Capital West Dispatching. He says all that radio traffic can be confusing.
So it can be very complicated when you're trying to dispatch on a fire emergency, and here comes these Canadian taxi company trying to talk and operate their business, and it overrides our system.
As frustrating as all this radio traffic may be, the situation worsened earlier this year when communications from fire departments in Grand Isle County started coming in loud and clear over that same radio frequency. Bagg explains a recent equipment upgrade for the Grand Isle system led to more interference for dispatchers and responders in central Vermont.
They actually attempted to get off our frequency, and they have recently have realized that their system did not work for what they needed. They came back to on our frequency, and their transmissions were overriding our transmissions and became an operating problem.
Fred Cummings is the dispatch supervisor in Montpelier. He says too much radio traffic can lead to dispatchers missing transmissions. And that, he says, can have life or death consequences.
If the transmission that you miss is critical, it could mean somebody is hurt or killed. So that's the concern that we have with everybody being able to talk on the same channel at the same time.
Communications Committee Chairman Scott Bagg says there haven't been any dire consequences yet, but he's afraid it's only a matter of time. And that's why Capital West is looking to switch to a new system on a new frequency. But the switch will take time and money. He says the Federal Communication Commission needs to approve the change, and because it's close to the international border, Capital West will also need permission from the Canadian government. That process could take almost a year. And if they change frequencies, Bagg says it's also a logical time to upgrade the Capital West communication system that's been patched together over several decades.
We want a system that is able to transmit and reach all of our towers simultaneously at the same time. And we want our responders, no matter if they're in Cabot or Roxbury, to hear each other and be able to talk to each other through a unified, dedicated system. And it will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to replace.
Bagg says Capital Fire and Mutual Aid will apply for a Department of Homeland Security grant and other grants to help pay for the new system. He says he doesn't think it's viable to ask the 17 towns whose departments use Capital West Dispatch to pay for the upgrade.
It would be extremely difficult for all the towns to bear the weight of such an upgrade. I would almost say impossible.
In the meantime, Capital West is making do with a crowded radio channel and a complicated system to reach emergency responders from Cabot to Fayston and Roxbury to Walden. And Bagg says it's a problem that's likely to come up in other parts of the state as well.
As more and more technology and radios come available, more and more people are trying to talk on the same frequency. We've run into this problem, and I'm sure that other agencies are going to run into the same problem.
Meanwhile, Grand Isle County fire officials have been in touch with Capital West in Montpelier and say they're making an effort to restrict radio use to essential communications, at least until a more permanent solution can be found. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.